My name is Andres Escobar Saldarriaga. I come from Medellin, Colombia. In most images from my memory, I'm wearing a football shirt. Playing football was my profession. More than that, football was my life. And in the end, it was also my death. But let us begin with life, because every ending has a beginning. It is June 22nd, 1994, and we are at the Football World Cup in the United States. The Rose Bowl in Pasadena feels like a furnace. Even before the match begins, our shirts cling to our skin like wet paper. The spectators in the stadium and 100 million people in front of their televisions are waiting impatiently for the opening whistle. Without a doubt, we are the strongest Colombian national team ever to represent our country. And I, Andres Escobar, am its captain. But the beads of sweat on our faces are not caused by the heat alone. After an unexpected defeat in our first group match against Romania, my team receives death threats from back home. My teammate Gabriel Gomez is mentioned by name. In addition, the son of our defender, Luis Herrera, is kidnapped. And together with him, we fear for the boy's life. In those days, our country is on the edge of collective hysteria. The fight against drug trafficking and organized crime has reached a bloody peak. We play in the shadow of events that darken our country. The longing of an entire nation for distraction, for success, weighs like a lead in our legs.